Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Around the world. What happened this weekend, y'all?
What is going on in the world? But no matter what's going on, we're going to OD on positivity. We have the best in inspirational music, news, and events right here on Miss J in the Morning. So tell everybody you can call in and listen on your phone. That's what's so wonderful about having internet radio, y'all. So tell everybody to tune in, 714-816-4743. If you're at work, you just need to chill at your desk, you need a laugh, you need a release, go ahead and log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. And we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com 5 days a week. So make sure you log on and download the iTunes app. Yes, I can be featured on a mobile app. Isn't that hot? It is Miss J doing it big. That was Mary Mary starting off the show. That's what we're going to talk about today. Everybody that's doing it big. Now, just because you do it big don't mean you're doing it the best. Y'all can go ahead and tweet that. Just make sure you quote me so I can get my props. Just because you're doing it big don't mean you're doing the best. So we're going to talk about everybody that's doing it big in different ways today. Now, if that's the best way for you or not, that's up to your discretion. But for now, we're going to get right back into some music. Y'all know how I love to do it. I like to get up and dance in the morning. Some of y'all need to be massaged and soothed. If that's what you're looking for, you tuned into the wrong show, but it's too late. It's already on you. It's Miss J in the Morning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem. And you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
I'm a pro, that's for sure with it. That's no lie.
I'm a pro, I'm a pro.
professional. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro. But why do people, I don't know. I think I need, does anybody do those crazy studies? I need to find out how many songs out there do all that whispering. I mean, we know the whispering song. We ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about Kingdom music, y'all. But why you got to say, watch me? That's kind of scary. I don't know. I don't know if I want to watch you do what you do. I'm just having a good time right here on Miss J in the morning. Y'all can watch me. Y'all can watch me on YouTube. Make sure you log on to my website, MissJProductions.com. More videos being uploaded frequently. Stay tuned on to the website because there's updates going on all over the place. If you want to be featured on Ms. J in the morning, make sure you email me at info@MissJProductions.com. You can also submit your music. Those of you who are artists, I love all types of genres of music. And this show is not just for gospel artists. This show is for inspirational artists, the good music. I ain't listening to all that crazy mess. I don't need to know about your baby mama, your street drama. You got enough of that on all them other radio shows, not on this one, so I'm letting y'all know. But submit your music, your press information, at artist@MissJProductions.com. Make sure it's MP3 format so I can hear it, y'all. Everybody ain't got all the bells and whistles that y'all got. Y'all giving me stuff, I'm going to download and get a virus on my stuff, and then I'm going to have to go and do a whole show and call y'all out. Y'all know I'll do it. Those of you who are new to the show, welcome to Miss J in the Morning. Today we have an awesome show lined up for you. Flatco, yes, presents M. Michelle, spoken word artist, doing her international debut right here on Miss J in the Morning. It is not the first that we've done it. We've given y'all the best before it's even released. Before you can even buy it, you can hear it. And you know they don't do that often unless y'all stealing music off of somewhere. But legally, we are dropping Rainbow by M. Michelle. Yes, she's an artist under Flatco. Shout out to those of you who are in ATL. Y'all doing it big. That's what we're talking about today. An international exclusive happening live on Miss J in the Morning. Tell everybody to tune in. It's going down. Make sure you call in 714-816-4743 and rep your city. The Miss J area code check-in is coming up. I love it. I love it. We're talking about doing it big. We're talking about everybody who's doing wonderful things. And just because you're doing it big don't mean you're doing it the best. Now, y'all know, you know, it's a little bit serious, but, you know, everybody's going to have to die. I know. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it, but we do. We lose loved ones all the time, and although I cannot tell you how to mourn or how to grieve, I will encourage you and let you know you will get through it. You will get over it and focus on the positive. Make sure that you honor your loved ones by living life. They don't want you to be sad and be sick and just give up because they're not here. You honor them by continuing to get up and keep going and cherish the memories. Cherish everything that you have with them. And while you're honoring them, just make sure that you do it right, y'all. So, you know, we got crazy people all over the world. But out there in Pennsylvania, there's something that I've never seen before, and I feel that I had to share it with y'all. Y'all know Ms. J in the Morning. I got to give y'all the nuggets. I got to educate you. You got to study to show yourself improved. There's a man who died at the age of 88, and before he died, he had to stop and get some fast food, y'all. I didn't say that wrong. Before he died, he had to stop and get some fast food. Well, not even before he died, before he made it to the gravesite. He had already died and stopped and got some fast food. It's crazy. I'm telling y'all, I don't make this stuff up. In Pennsylvania, there was a man who died at the age of 88, and he was buried this past Saturday. But before they took him to the gravesite, they made a stop at Burger King for a Whopper Jr. But the funeral procession went through the drive-thru to order the dead man a Whopper Jr. to place in the casket because it was his favorite food. I'm not lying. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. I know we got some creative ways to celebrate our loved ones, but really, you got the hearse pulling it. I want to know what the worker at the drive-thru was thinking, when she saw, I don't get it. I worked at McDonald's, y'all, for 5 years, right out of high school. I was in high school, and then the year after I graduated. I don't know. I've experienced some crazy things, but I have never seen a funeral procession. I mean, everybody, just women. And you know how folks are. You ain't just going to go and get the Whopper Jr. because we're doing this, to honor, you know, pops. Honor grandpa, honor uncle. They didn't do that. You know, folks was trying to supersize and get the little pies that come with it. They was trying to get the icy instead of the drink and substitute onion rings for French fries. You know, they was doing all that because sometimes, you know, you'd be hungry because funerals last a long time. So, yeah, the manager said they ordered 40 Whopper Juniors and they were prepared. Now, luckily, they did call in advance. This was staged to honor Mr. David S. Kime Jr., K-I-M-E is the last name. He passed at the age of 88, and his daughter says that his wife had died some years ago, and, you know, it was over some health stuff, and he was like, you know what, I'm getting old, I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat, and he never turned down any fast food, and the Whopper Jr. was his favorite burger to get at Burger King. So shout out to Burger King for having his favorite burger. So she got this together to honor her father, and everybody got a Whopper Jr. And what they did is they went to, I'm trying not to laugh, y'all, because it's not funny, but it is. Went to the gravesite, so I just had a visual of everybody stood around the gravesite with their Whopper Jr. in hand, saying their goodbyes, and they tossed the Whopper Jr. I'm not lying, y'all. They tossed the Whopper Jr. in the casket with the man. Then after they put the dirt on the casket, hopefully they washed their hands, they all ate the Whopper Jr. before they left. I'm like, because people come up with some crazy stuff. I mean, they really thought they were doing it big. They just, that's what they wanted to do to honor their loved ones. I don't get it, y'all. I really don't, but however you want to do it, hey, love is love. And I say shout out to the Kime family for celebrating their loved ones at Burger King with the Whopper Jr. And now that's going to be nasty. Y'all just throwing a Whopper Jr. in there. I just don't get that. I don't get throwing stuff in the casket when your loved ones can't see. They're not there. It's an empty shell. So now y'all giving all the Buzz Mo food to chill off of. I guess, I don't know, compost. I don't get it. But we going to get into some music, y'all. We got some more crazy stuff going on around the world. Midday area code check-in coming up, and the exclusive M. Michelle Rainbow being featured live right here on Midday in the Morning. Y'all, we're going to open up the forum. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this funeral stuff, because they can do some crazy things. But right before we do that, let's get back into some music. Here's my boy Sam Collier. ATL got it on lock today. Let's see if y'all repping on the area code check-in. It's Give It All. Right here on
this day. Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the constitution to no losing. 'Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. 'Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last.
Thank you. is my last time to bend, to bend, to bend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time to give in everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not looking at you now, 'cause I know I'm a winner, winner. 'Cause I know I'm giving to somebody who ain't never had it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Movement, 'cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, time, I'm on my grind.
Sam Collier right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Give it all. That's from Volume 2, The Saga Continues, of the No Losing Campaign Trilogy. All three albums are available on NoLosing.com for free. NoLosing.com for free. Y'all, come on. Three albums. You don't have to pay nothing. Just download it. You don't have to sign up for nothing. You don't get no weekly, daily emails or updates. Y'all looking for some great music, inspirational music, music that I know you would love, go ahead and download it. It's free. Give it away. Download it a couple of times and upload it on Facebook and all that great stuff. Shout out to Sam Collier, my boy out there in the ATL. The ATL is doing it big. So we talk about doing it big. We're playing a lot of stuff from the ATL. So I guess we're giving paying homage to those of you out there in the very South. Now, I know the South is broken up in the dirty South, and then there's the South. So I don't know. I lived in Atlanta for 12 years, and I still was confused because some people will call themselves the dirty South. But why would you want to be dirty? I guess that's the good dirty and not the bad dirty, but I don't know what dirty is good dirty. So no matter where you are in the South, shouts out to you too. Shouts out to all of you who are calling around the world. Those of you who are listening in, I am so grateful for you. I want to always make sure that I take the time to thank every single person who is calling in. I got even more people from Canada standing there listening. Shout out to my folks in South Africa who continue to give me encouraging words. Thank you for listening. Those of you who are listening in Japan, thank you for subscribing to YouTube. Those of you in the UK, I love you too. And those of you who are in the U.S. of A, I'm grateful for you as well. I am thankful for all of you who are tuning in. Those of you who are calling in, good morning. I see you. I see you popping up. Shout out to all the area codes, even the new ones that I ain't even seen yet. We're going to get into some music. Fly Company doing their exclusive today on Ms. J in the Morning has some awesome artists. TheFlyCompany.com. Check out their artists. Shout out to Stace. Man, I remember Stace and I were working together back in ATL. He had just stepped out and said, look, I got to do this music thing. It's been in me, but I had never stepped out. Now he's a CEO, owner. He's an artist. Shout out to him doing it big. Have artists under him. He's producing. He's writing. He's doing videos. He got oil-based fashion. Just doing it all over the place. Got an artist out here on the West Coast. Special artist because he's my family. Shout out to old moms right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Watch them work, y'all.
What up, world? It's your boy, old moms. And you know I'm rocking with Ms. J in the Morning. And it's oh so priceless.
My company.
Monsters. Guys on me. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. It may rain, confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit like Pocky. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit rain. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, still in the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. annoying, digging it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. You don't know how to do it, you can watch me
work. Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me, just know my father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince, no purple rain. I'm blessed up, I got it all. No more Robert from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ, the devil thought he had. Shut out the face cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dust me, I hit the cat daddy. Praise God, I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work.
Raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop being sloppy. So I gotta say these squares and sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Team Jesus stand up.
Now watch me work.
Fly Coke stand up.
Watch me work.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you get a job, whether you tweet, whether you on Facebook, whatever you do, as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they watch you, they watch him. Yeah.
Right.
So watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work.
Watch me work. Hey.
Watch me work.
Watch me work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work.
Watch me work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Hey. Oh, yeah, look. Miss J in the morning. It's your host today. I'm your girl, Miss J. Good morning to everyone who is tuning in. That's none other than the Omobs Watch Me Work. We released it first right here on Miss J in the morning. It wasn't even completed or released on Twitter, Facebook. There wasn't an inkling of it, but you heard it right here on Miss J in the morning. It was debuted worldwide live. That's how we doing it. Doing it big today. Shouts out to everybody. Omobs is also an artist under Fly Co. and a new artist in Michelle, spoken word artist, awesome, off the chain, doing her international debut right here on Miss J in the morning, coming up. So make sure you tell everybody to tune in. You can listen on your phone by calling in 714-816-4743. Go ahead and send a text message and tell them to do it now because it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who are listening on your phone, you pop up and you're repping your city, and I'm grateful for you. I'm logging you all in. Those of you who are listening on your computer, make sure you call in right now to rep your city. The Miss J giveaways are coming up, and the only way you can qualify to win is by repping your city. I'm only choosing from the area codes that represent the most. So send out the text message real quick. Tell them. Tune in right now. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. Right when we come back from the commercials, we'll have the midday area code check-in, and y'all don't want to miss the release of In Michelle's new single, Rainbow, worldwide premiere right here on Miss J in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
One girl gospel management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaway.
The website
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website MizJProductions.com. Stay tuned. All updates, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, MyTube, YouTube, however you want to connect. Make sure you do it right there on the website frequently so y'all won't miss out on nothing. I'm grateful for all of you guys who check in with me on Facebook and Twitter and those of you who text me and say, hey, what's going on? If you log on to the website, you'll find out. So we got a lot going on today's show, so let's get right to it. It's time for the Miz J area code check-in. Those of you who are called in, I see you, boy, and I got you locked in. So let's go. Let's see if I can get through without messing up, y'all. I try to stay with it. Let's tune up the vocals. I have my tea, my Earl Grey with lime. I got to put y'all on that a little bit later. Here we go, 209-501-212-916-318-770-404-513-602-864-678-510-408-313-213-860-702-662-1. We did it. It's the Miz J area code check-in. Shout out to all of you who are calling. And those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the Macs and the PCs. I love you both. I love all of y'all. I couldn't do what I do the way I do it if you didn't love me the way that you do. So I'm grateful for all of you who have tuned in daily. And because of you, we are growing so fast. I am so proud of y'all. I am so grateful for y'all. Y'all don't know how much y'all really just make Miz J feel good. Y'all really do. Today on Miz J in the morning, we got the exclusive world premiere of M. Michelle's Rainbow. Now, y'all may not be too familiar with the Fly Company, but y'all know y'all like old mob. Watch me work. Now, watch me work. Hey, old mob right here on the West Coast is signed under the Fly Company. Reverend ATL. Best music I've heard in a long time, very creative, has a vast variety of genres and artists. Y'all want to look it up, go to The Fly, F-L-Y, company.com. They're on Facebook, Twitter, oil-based fashion. He has his own fashion line. Shout out to Stace, doing it big. One of the artists in Michelle, spoken word artist, she was featured on Omar's song, My Prayer. Y'all heard it before, and I was like, you know, this spoken artist is kind of hot. I really ain't heard nobody do it like she do it. You know, everybody kind of got the sing-songy spoken word language. You know, you got to say it. You can't go like, you really got to do it in a certain way. Y'all know how it is. Those of you that are in that type of neo-soul spoken word genre, I think everybody got kind of hot after Love Jones. Y'all, Lorenz Tate, y'all remember that movie. Don't act like y'all didn't watch it. Y'all be too holy for me. Y'all know y'all still got it. I got it on VHS. I still got a VCR. Shout out to y'all with VCR still. I got a DVD player too, but I'm just saying. Love Jones. Y'all remember everybody was trying to be poets then, but only some of them got it. But this girl had to look her up on YouTube. I looked her up on Facebook and did my research because, you know, you might be able to feature on one track and do good, but all her stuff is hot. And you can understand what she's saying. And she doesn't do the out of breath thing where, you know, you really can't hear them. I mean, the girl is bad. I really have to put this out there that I got to do a review about her. So I know M. Michelle's out there listening. Those of you that's repping Fly Cole, I know y'all listening, but I got to do it right now. So I don't want to delay it any more. It's the world premiere. It's only being heard right here. It hasn't been released yet. They haven't even put it on the album. It's her latest single that will be released called Rainbow. Rainbow. I want y'all to listen to it. I'm going to open up the Ms. J forum so we can talk about it. Let me know if we should go ahead and keep it in rotation. But I know y'all going to love it anyway. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm telling y'all. Y'all about to go in on this girl. And I'm not building her up, and then y'all going to be disappointed. Y'all really are. So take a listen. It's M. Michelle right now. International debut. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning. It's Rainbow. Take a listen.
Better time.
Y'all, this is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Miss J in the Morning, international premiere live. M. Michelle, Rainbow, shout out to the Fly Co. theflycompany.com. Make sure you log on. Hit him up on Twitter, Facebook, M. Michelle's on YouTube. Check her out. M. Michelle Speaks. Doing it big. Rainbow right here. Ms. J in the morning. I told y'all was going to fall in love with it. Y'all, she done made us have a Love Jones. That's what it is. She done took us back to Love Jones. And Michelle got the skill. I'm telling y'all, everybody can't do it. I've heard some spoken word artists that call themselves artists, and they're not. Y'all just found a rhythm, and y'all got some words to rhyme, and you think it's hot. And everybody in your circle done told you that you bomb, and you're not. And I'm just being honest. There's certain people who have it and certain people who don't. And M. Michelle has it, so let her speak. M. Michelle Speaks, international premiere right here on Ms. J in the morning. We're going to get right back into some music. I got some more news that's coming up, y'all. So while we playing some tracks, y'all understand that y'all got to go ahead and log on to the Fly Code. When that is released, I'm going to let y'all know. It's not released yet. I know y'all just went on and tried to get it on iTunes. I told y'all it's an exclusive. That's how we do it right here on Ms. J in the morning. But log on to the Fly Company. Make sure you hit them up and tell them, follow them, become their friend. But listen to this next track. It's Omob featuring M. Michelle and Stace. All three of them doing it big. It's called My Prayer right here on Ms. J in the morning.
I got great things for you. You have a humble spirit. Them that humble themselves, God, raise them up. Raise them up. God's about to raise you in yourself. Right now, but get ready for the mission. You have a test. Father, we thank you for the blood in your broken body.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for healing right now.
Yeah. I want to take this opportunity to share my prayer, God.
Under pressure, man.
Because you said, for whoever would save his life will lose it.
Spirit of fear being destroyed.
But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So for this I say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Lord. Now that I surrendered, you hold me up, suspenders. For God, you'll never be cold like December. And all the things I've done in my past you don't remember. You wash me clean,
wash me clean,
and let me out.
Let me out.
You made me free,
you made me free,
and kept me around. But that's how good you are. Christ rules everything around me. Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem is who I'm talking about. In my dreams when we walk around, and you share things with me. My son, your lines are off the hook, so get busy. I'ma take heed too. You are true religion, my genes too. I am nothing without you. All you gotta do is say follow me, and I'm June.
Take
today, your
body, in our place today, all the sick, high blood pressure,
I'ma just,
diabetes.
I don't want to do a lot of talking, man, so I'm just I never prayed that much, but then I never tried either. I was longing for God's touch, making things work like MacGyver. With sneakers, I'm the sole survivor. For Jesus, my soul won't survive, cuz I was blocking out the sun like the visors. Huh. Now the sun is my advisor. You a Christian, don't add the devil in. What's that equal to? Division. I should go swimming where they baptize us. I was moonwalking, backsliding. No bud, I see the light, I'm wiser. Be no permanente in that plan, like Kaiser. Don't lose your self-esteem like the geyser. If there's a highway to heaven, I pray I'm the driver. Amen, amen.
You have a test. Father, we thank you for the blood in your broken body. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now.
I may need to go to the altar after this.
Spirit of fear being destroyed.
I thank you for the word.
In
Jesus' name, we pray. And Michelle, and Michelle, and Michelle. sitting here trying to convince God of what he already knows, that I'm not worthy to use this gift he has given me, because I've written anger poems, sex poems, poems trying to make myself feel better for doing you dirty. I've written this and much more, but never a poem of praise, so I won't write. I've sent my pen on sabbatical until I see the Sabbath that finds me prostrate once again on your altar, and you give me the right to write. For so long I've used ink and paper to lift myself up. She has such a way with words. She's going places. I wish I could write like her. And I bathed in your glory and called it mine and forgot that without you, I would not be able to lift the pen at all. So I won't. Until I learn true humility and realize fully that every word I've written was inspired by something you created, or something you gave me that I messed up and cried all night over and used your gift to purge myself of the hurt you never meant for me to experience in the first place. 20 poems about some fool who couldn't love me a tenth of the way that you do, and not one about you who, even after all these years and sins and tears, still loves me through all my stupidity. I've come to the realization that retiring my pen temporarily is better than wasting this gift of words you bestowed upon me. This is my poem of repentance. Right,
every ungodly habit and desire is up under the blood right now. And we thank you for the blood. We thank you for your body today.
I feel lighter now.
And we partake today your body in our place today. For all the sickness, high blood pressure, has been defeated. Diabetes has been defeated right now. Cancer today, the devil is a liar. We thank you, Lord. Our minds are sound minds.
Oh, Mom, my prayer featuring M. Michelle and Stace right here on Ms. J in the Morning. M. Michelle exclusive international premiere. Rainbow right before that. Y'all, I guess it's a fly code takeover today on Ms. J in the Morning because we played Oh Mom, Watch Me Work. Y'all, make sure you log on theflycompany.com. They're on Twitter. M. Michelle Speaks. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. She's on YouTube. I know y'all done fell in love with her. Rainbow is not yet released. You can only hear it right here on Ms. J in the Morning. So the best way that you can get more of what you love is to tune in 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, live, worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. I'm going to go ahead and keep that in rotation until it's released, and y'all can't get it. Y'all can't download it and try to steal it. Ha ha, can't do it like that. We're going to be big on Ms. J in the Morning. Shout out to M. Michelle, all of her listeners and followers, all of her supporters. Make sure y'all get in on the revolution. It's not just a movement, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I don't like the movement thing because you can move from one house to another. You can move from one place to another, but a revolution cannot be turned back. You can't come back from a revolution. And this is a musical revolution right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Y'all wonder why I play the songs that I do. It's a song that's going to change your life forever. I don't care if they're indie artists. I don't care if they're national, internationally known. I only play the music that I know that will get you going, that will change your mind and change your perspective. And Michelle Speaks right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I'm going to play one more song. And then I'm going to get back into some news. Actually, before I do that, I got to get into some news, y'all. I got to tell y'all some crazy stuff that's going on because I got to get this in before we end the show. So let me just tell y'all. Look, I love everybody out there. Y'all make sure y'all stay connected, support each other, show some love. But you never know what people are going through in life. You never know what could happen to you. The economy is kind of up and down. Crazy things are going on. So you don't know how, what is going to affect you when or your families. And, some people express their anger, their hurts, their frustrations in different ways. In today's crazy news on Ms. J in the Morning, a would-be robber cries before he's getting the cash and leaves with a free pizza. That's the headline. Y'all already know it's crazy. So Papa John's, well, a lot of people don't like Papa John's, but I know it's real popular out there in Atlanta, and I was just elated when they had one right there by my house where I was living out there on Piedmont Avenue. those of you who know where that is, amen. Papa John's, I like them. I really do. But now out here in NorCal, we got Eddie's Pizza, which is number one for me. I don't do the Domino's. I don't do that. We're going to talk about pizza later, but let's get back into the story. Working at Papa John's and doing, you know, what they do, this man comes in with a hoodie and a red bandana, and he hands the cashier a note, and it says, give me all your money or I'm going to kill you, something crazy like that. And the cashier, of course, she's scared, so she starts taking out the money, and he has this huge machete in his hand. Like, a machete is bigger than a knife, y'all. It's, like, in between a sword and this crazy, like, kung fu knife crazy stuff that they hack, like, all these, y'all know the crazy movies with the machetes. Okay, yeah. So that's what he has in his hand, and he's trying to rob this Papa John's place. And y'all know the pizza places ain't that big, so apparently there was nobody else in there. And the people in the back working, and she pulling out the money, and she crying, and she's shaking, and then the robber starts crying. Like, just burst out in tears. I'm not lying. I don't make this stuff up. He just burst out in tears and, like, just starts bawling all over the place, and the cashier stops and asks if he was okay. And he actually just starts confessing that he really didn't want to rob them, but he needed money, and they were hungry, and they were the only place that was open right after midnight. So he decided to rob them, and he said that he's really sorry. So the cashier goes back to the cook. They make him two, like, extra large pizzas, gave him some chicken wings and 2 2-liters of soda and some fixings. And sent him on his way. So he took the pizza and stuff and ran out, left the machete on the floor. He apparently dropped it while he was crying because he was crying so hard. It's sad, but it's funny because it's true. So he got away. The police are still looking for him, but they doubt. They just want to talk to him, but, you know, they doubt if any charges will be, you know, brought on him because the people at Papa John's didn't bring up any charges. They talked to the manager about the food, and they're like, look, we'd rather give him the food than he take our money. So, you know, it's hard times out there, y'all, but you can't just go robbing folks, especially if you're sensitive. You can't be a sensitive robber. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not laughing at the man's misfortunes. I'm laughing that that was just, like, the worst thing that you can do. And of course, they don't have any pictures of him. He's just about 5'9" and slender built because he has a hoodie on and the bandana. So it's crazy stuff going on in the world, y'all. So just be careful no matter where you are. But shout out to the cashier who became a counselor. So I guess if y'all looking to work, you know, any part-time jobs, you got to be careful. You might want to read up on some psychology books. I studied for 4 years. I might be able to help y'all out. Rich J in the morning, some more weird news. Y'all know what's going on, right? I don't really get into the celebrity gossip, but I got to study to show myself approved. And what I do, I got to stay up on what's going on. So y'all know Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are expecting. Y'all, you know, baby mama, baby daddy stuff. I don't want to talk about the whole celebrity contracts with getting married. I just want to mention a couple of couples like Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, Katie and Tom Cruise. I'm not saying that, you know, it happens. Well, actually, I'm saying it happens. I'm not saying that they're the ones that actually did it. But it just comes to my surprise that some celebrities, they go out to dinner and then TMZ all on them and everybody like, ooh, they went to dinner. Are they dating? But all of a sudden, Kim and Kanye, you really don't hear much about them. You hear a little bit, but not a lot, and now they're having a baby. And it doesn't surprise me that now that they're having a baby, her sex tape has been re-released and sells it through the roof. Like, really? Okay, but I'm not saying that that's what it is. I'm just saying. So apparently she's still working because they say out of the three sisters, you know, Khloe, Kim, and Kourtney Kardashian, Kim is the one with the better work ethic. She's still working. She's out there in Paris right now, and she got this little black dress on with some fur and some boots, and she's showing her little baby bump. So now she got a little belly, so everybody wants to see the belly. So everybody taking pictures of her and her belly. Apparently, Kim and Kanye just got a house in the hills down in SoCal. Shout out to y'all out there in Southern California. And so they're showing off their 9,000-square-foot house, and, you know, one of their friends, you know, Rick secretly released to U.S. Weekly. You know, they don't know if they want to have this a boy or a girl, but they did say they want both eventually. So it doesn't matter which one comes first. So I guess there's wedding plans going on. I'm just sick of it, y'all. I really can't. I can't with Kim and the Kardashians. They being sued because they're using people's, you know, company names. They out there with the reality show talking about sex, all of them trying to get married and dump somebody. They want to get pregnant. Who's going to have the baby first? Kim had to wait, and you know that she wanted to wait because she wanted to be the one. Then she with Kanye. Really? Kim and Kanye? Are you serious? I don't know them personally. I'm just saying personally. I just think that this is kind of crazy. So now, you know, everybody's talking about Kim, the baby, is more popular than Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now you're talking about little Blue Ivy. Why are you guys talking about Blue Ivy, though? Like, the babies, they don't have nothing to do with it, but I'm okay. But now, you know, there's a poll going around, people talking about what they're going to name the baby. And what's the baby's name going to be? They talking about they're going to name the baby Purple Rain. Beyonce and Jay-Z did Blue Ivy. So now there's this baby competition. So it's been released. The top crazy baby names for 2012. So before we leave the show, I'm going to release these. Y'all, I'm not playing. These have been done multiple times. They get these by the names that are popping up more in 2012. Not just one person did something crazy. These are multiple people in the United States and around the world that are doing this crazy thing to their children. So before we leave the show, I'm going to release this, and then we're going to open up a forum, and now I want all y'all to get together so we're going to suggest what Kim and Kanye should name their babies. So for the girls' name, yes, the top names, crazy names for 2012, Couture, Excel, I'm not lying, y'all. Halo, Jewelry, Critica, Sanity, Yoga, and the number one crazy name is Tiger Lily. I don't know. But for boys, it gets better. Popeye, Turbo, Thunder, Neon, Hurricane, Hippo. Who named their baby Hippo? Google. Some folks named their baby Google. Good Luck, Exodus 4, Drifter, and the number one crazy name for boys was Burger. Yeah, Burger, yeah, they did. So we're going to open up the Miss J Forum and recommend some songs. I'm not some songs. Some names for Kanye and Kim's baby, y'all. They say Purple Rain 3 or Purple 3 because, you know, Blue Ivy, I don't know. They say it's because of the Illuminati. Y'all know I'm not with all that crazy stuff, but it don't matter what they name their baby. It don't matter how y'all live y'all life. Just make sure you do it for the positive and make sure you love and you laugh every day. And make sure you tune in every day right here on Miss J in the Morning. I'm going to leave you with a little groove right before we end the show. Here's Emma Bullock. Lord, you've been so good to me. Y'all been good to me, and I love you. It's Miss J in the Morning, and I'll talk to y'all in the morning. Mwah.
One, two, three. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Hey, let's go.
Could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tried to get me, but you had my back. Lord, you gave your life up just for me. You caused the lame to walk and the blind to see. Could have gave up any day, but you didn't, so all I got to say.
Hit me!